evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the volatile situation in South Africa, where a Zimbabwean was killed by locals last week, and another one has been beaten up and seriously injured.
Relatives of the late Elvis Ncube, who was attacked and set on fire in Deep Sloot by a vigilante group looking for criminals, says the preparations are underway for his burial in Zimbabwe. The family is seeking assistance for his funeral.
According to one of the family members, Zororo Phumlani Funeral Services has pledged to take care of Nyati's burial amid tensions in South Africa, where locals claim that some Zimbabweans are engaged in criminal activities and have grabbed most of the jobs.
And a Zimbabwean, Emmanuel Zinja, was attacked by locals in Bradenstock in Western Cape, South Africa, and left for dead when a public protest turned violent with residents demanding the immediate removal of all Zimbabweans from the area. The residents were unhappy over lack of jobs.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has written a letter to South Africans telling them to fight crime and not immigrants.
In other top news, the Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has blamed the West for what is happening in Ukraine, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin was provoked by European nations and America.
In his weekly column in the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper, Mnangagwa said, quote, "A new order is emerging and Zimbabwe must respond appropriately and creatively so that it is not sidelined or placed on the receiving end of these fast-paced global changes," end quote.
And Zimbabwe is one of the 24 countries that voted against Russia's suspension from the United Nations Human Rights Council last week on Thursday, and 58 nations abstained.
Uhambe mahlaba ezulunjani lapha likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo namhla kulive talk sikhangela kakhulu okwenzakala kule South Africa okubulewe khona isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Elvis Nyati. Unyati ke utshaywe ngabantu bamgangada sibili bamthela ipetulo bamgaxa lamathaya ezimota bamlayita ephila waze wabhubha. So ke kukhangeke ukuthi ke izihlobo zakhe zithi kulapho ukuthi umzimba wakhe kumbe ngithi isidumbu sithwalelwe kwele Zimbabwe kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Sibonile ke izihlobo zakhe zihlangana khona ngale Hillbrow izolo lapho kade zikhulumisana khona ngokuthi Unyati kumele kwenziweni ngaye. Wabulawa khona ngale Deep Sloot. Lapho ke okulabantu babecabangela ukuthi laye ungomunye walabo abayenza ukuganga khona ngale. Kodwa ke Unyati wayezisebenzela ke ezindlini Marvelous okuthiwa yi-domestic working nje echovachova elemuli yakhe. Singathi ke ikhosikazi lakhe uNomsa Juma uyakhala silokumangalisayo ukuthi imuli ilahlekelwe yindoda ebesebenza kakhulu isebenzela imuli yayo. So ke bayacela ke ukuthi abantu babancedise. Sibonele njalo ke kule nkampani okuthiwa yiZororo Phumlani Funeral Services ethi ke izathwala isidumbu sikaNyati isihambise koBulawayo. Kodwa ke abantu sebedinga amabhasi lokunye okutshiyeneyo ukuze ukuthi beyifika khona ngale koBulawayo beyibeka omunye wabo. Sikhuluma nje futhi kulobaba kuthiwa ngu-Emmanuel Zinja otshayiweyo khonangale eBreedersdorp kwele South Africa eCape Town. Utshaywe ngabantu kade betshengisele emgwaqweni besithi ha abasatholi imisebenzi, kodwa ke bagcina besithi hayi into engani luhlupho ngabantu bokuza ikakhulu abeZimbabwe ababacabangela ukuthi bathengisa izidakamizwa njalo bathatha imisebenzi yonke. So ke kube lokuxokozela okumangalisayo. Kodwa umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthi hayi manini kancane ake likhangelane lokulwisana lobugebengu ngalusane labantu bokuza. Siyamuzwa khonapho. Kokunye nje okwenzakala eZimbabwe, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ulobe kuSunday Mail lapha ekhuluma ngokwenzakala kwele Ukraine. Uthi ke uVladimir Putin, umkhokheli wakwele Russia, wahlokozwa ngamazwe asentshonalanga ukuze enze khonokho akwenzayo. Uthi babemhloza emehlweni bekhangela ukuthi uzayenza njani. So ke yingakho ke sehlasela kwele Ukraine. Siyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje uhlasele okunye okumangalisayo edolobheni leKharkiv. Kuzobuya ke lezinye indawo ezinjengeMariupol khona ngale ibutho lakwele Russia kukhanya selidilize izakhiwo ezinye okumangalisayo njalo labulala labantu nasikhuluma nje ngakhonokho futhi mazi mavela sikhanya ngani sebebhomba futhi lama railway station indawo zezilindo zikaloliwe so kukhanya kulobo zimo obunye obumangalisayo so singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani konke lokhu njengoba-ke lo mongameli engazomnanga khona esithi ha elakho ilizwe selibheke ukuthi libone ukuthi lingazifaka njani kukho konke lokhu kodwa lilandeli laba abangani bahlokoza uPutin so kunjalo-ke konke khonokho esikhuluma ngakho mavela sinamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lololu olu-livetok so-ke kuningi kakhulu esingathi singakhuluma ngakho njalo siyabona ukuthi bo laba abakwele South Africa bayazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi belungise ukuthi isidumbu sikamoyi u-Elvis Nyathi sihanjiswe khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe so-ke ake sizwe okunye abakukhulumileyo bona abemuli yakhona ngale yakonyathi angodaba lolo lapho-ke khonapho sizwe ukuthi
ngumzala kamufi u-Elvis Mgodazwe Nyathi kusho ukuthi sizwa indaba yokuthi la esihlangane khona e-Empire Park nase-Deep Sloot abantu bathi yiyona i-memorial service cha akukho njalo bantu bakithi kusho ukuthi thina singabantu basendaweni la esisuka khona nxa kuye kwavela isifo kuba ne-Sunday yokuqala after isifo siyahlangana kuwo la ma-park esihlangane kuwo namhlanje sihlangana nje sizokhulumisana njengabomakhelwane lezihlobo nama-donations abantu ababengakwazanga ukufinyelela ema-banks ukuthi bakwazi ukubadiphoze lokhu ababephethe bekhalisa ngakho so le mhlangano ekhona namhlanje emibili e-Empire Park edorobheni nase-Deep Sloot e-Extension 8 ephakini yimhlangano efana laleyo esinokuyenza Sunday after isifo akusiyo i-memorial service i-memorial service mhlawumbe namhlanje ntambama okanye kusasa ekuseni sizoyimemezela ukuthi izoba kuphi endaweni e-covered ezokwazi uku-accommodate abantu abaningi endawo ezobe ine-space esikhulu angeke ngisho njengamanje ukuthi singathi sizobe sikuphi kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe by the end of the day today sizabe sesinayo impendulo yalokho
usisi ukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo ngoba namanje nje ngathi vele uyehluleka nje ukuthi uyehluleka nokukhuluma nje uyehluleka nokukhuluma so usizo nje sidinga usizo noma yiluphi usizo nje singaluthola from umphakathi wakithi abangasixhasa ngabo ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4 abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana setshonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini ngoba nguye ubaba obesebenza unkosikazi wakhe akasebenzi
yes what I can say now is that the consulate came at Deep Sloot together with Zororo Khumlani and Zororo Khumlani offered to cover all the costs of the funeral. So we agreed with them. Yesterday we met, we went there at their office at Randburg. We started the first step, which means we continue tomorrow. So they said that tomorrow they will give us, if they will be able to take the body tomorrow, then they will give us 3 days, meaning that maybe on Thursday we will be taking the body to home in Zim. So we're still asking for more assistance if people can help and even maybe companies. It looks like this thing has touched a lot of people in all the parts of the world, here in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in other neighboring countries. People are so touched to the extent that they are willing to go to accompany the body when it's being repatriated to Zim. So if we can get maybe buses to transport people, because a lot of people are not working, maybe if we can get a bus or buses, a lot of people will be willing to go and see while their brother is being laid to rest.
So that is Mr. Mphathisi Ndlovu, one of the relatives of the late Elvis Nyathi, who was actually killed in South Africa. I think my co-host, Marvelous, is back right now. So Marvelous, go ahead. So I can see that you are back now. So let's continue discussing this issue concerning what is happening in South Africa. Go ahead, sir.
Aiyo kuchingamidza hii kunyangwe tiri kutedu nemufaro asi muzvara nhasi vazhinji vari kuwanikwa ivo vachichema chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa muSouth Africa vaElvis Nyathi apo tanga tiri kunzwa nekuona hama dzavo dzichitaura ivo pamusoro pekuti vari kutarisira kuti mutumbi wavanyati udzorerwe kumusha. Saka tanga tiri kunzwa hama dzavo apo dziri kutaura idzo kuti vari kukumbira rutsigiro kuti vawanikwe vachiendesa hama yavo kumusha, kunyange havo vati ivo vachange vari kubatsirwa nesangano kana kuti nekambani yezororo Pumulani. Saka nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti pane zvakare chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vanova ivo vaEmmanuel vanga varivo kunzvimbo yeWestern Cape vakawanikwawo vachisangana nedambudziko rekutemwa mumusoro nedemo munzvimbo iyi. VaEmmanuel Sinja vakawanikwa ivo vachikuvara zvakaipisisa. Pari zvino vakatowanikwa vachiburitswa muchipatara mazuva apfuura vachitobviswa masichi mumusoro, asi vari kuti ivo nemudzimai wavo anova akazvitakura ane mamanza anoita 6 vari kufunga kuti vachidzokeravo kumusha, nekuti vari kuti ivo mabasa apera muSouth Africa mavanga vari umo sezvo ari munhu akamboti garei muchipatara. Uyezve vari kuti ivo nemumwewo zvakare mumwe muZimbabwean akawanikawo zvakare achitemwa zvakaipisisa mumusoro, asi ivo vaZinja vari kuti vaakuda havo kudzokera kumusha, nekuti kuine kumusha kune vana vavo vamwe vatatu vari ikoko vavari kufunga kuti sezvo Mwari avaitira nyasha vakakwanisa kupona murutsva apo vanga vakatarisirwa kuti vashaye, vaakutoda havo zvekudzokera kumusha. Tichange tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika izvo kune mutungamiri weSouth Africa vawanikwa ivo vachinyora tsamba kuvanhu kati vatingati zvizvarwa zvavo izvo imomo muSouth Africa vachiti vanhu vagarisane zvakanaka kuti pasave nebopoto ratiri kuona riri kuitika izvi pari zvino. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitikawo mune dzimwe nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, taona mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo hondo iri pakati peRussia neUkraine vari kuti ivo mutungamiri weRussia vakawanikwa ivo vachidenwa zvakazoita kuti vatange hondo iyi muUkraine. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo seZimbabwe vakawanikwa vachivhota kuUnited Nations Human Rights Commission uko kuti Russia isabviswe muboka iri, kunyange hazvo mavhoti avo akaita mashoma tikazoona Russia ichiburitswa mugungano iroro. Asi ndozvimwe zviri kuitika zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, asi nyaya huru iri pano inyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu muSouth Africa, umo tiri kuona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichishungurudzwa uyezve tikaona pachirasikirwa neupenyu sekutaura kwataita pane vamwe zvakare vari kupari zvino vatori munzira mekuti vada kuenda kumusha, asi vari kuti ivo dai vawana rubatsiro rwokuti vakwanise kudzokera kumusha sezvo pari zvino vasina mabasa. NdivaEmmanuel Zinja vanga vari kutaura.
Yes, marvelous. Kunjalo, Sibili. Before we go to Mr. Emmanuel Zinja, I think we've got a person who has just joined us. Che, how are you? We can see that there's a man here by the name Che that has joined us. So, Che, can you hear us? Or maybe he has got some challenges with his connection. So, go back to him when he hears us. Che, are you there? Che, Unjan.
So, hello.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, how are things?
Good. No, I'm terrible. It's showing that I'm terrible lonely.
Well, okay. No, it's just Tsepo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No, very good. So Tsepo is a South African. Yeah. So you tell us a little bit about what is going on in this country. So that before we go to Mr. Zinja, so that okay. It doesn't get cut off. So Tsepo, tell us what's going on really in South Africa. Why are South Africans attacking Zimbabweans?
Yes, yeah. No, it's a very sad story, Mr. Duve. Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah, I think I will always blame our leaders. Yeah. Because now I see a lot of leaders like from Zimbabwe, South Africa, and now they are raising their voice while they were supposed to raise their voice long time ago. You see? Maybe we should have avoided something like this. You know? Because if you raise your voice while there is an incident, then doesn't help. You see? Because this is a very, very sad story. You know? Because now, and the painful thing is, like a lot of people from Zimbabwe, they will die because of the other people, which is something they were supposed to address it long time, you see. Because now if they said someone did the crime, And then, which means they will attack everyone, which is not good, you know. I think the leaders, something like this, maybe they were, like, long time they were saying, like, people, let's say someone is complaining about the Zimbabweans or whatever. So, like, the leaders, the broadcast or whatever, that, because I saw some people, like, the, I think Matabeleland Radio, something like this from Hillbrook. I think so, the something that they have is something that they have to, you know, address some issues every day, you know, to say, you know, guys, our Zimbabweans or whatever, if you do something here in South Africa, you have to know that you mess up everything for the innocent people, you see, which is not good. Yeah, because now, like, the crime is, I think we can say the Zimbabweans, they do the crime, but also South Africans, they do the crime, you know. But the problem when it backfire, is backfire to the, you know, one side, which is not good, you know. Yeah, my side, I just want to ask the Zimbabwean that if it's true that whatever they're doing, they have to know that they are mess up the other people, the innocent people's life, which is not good. Because last time I saw they caught the other lady, I think she's a domestic worker. I think she was stealing something to transport to Zimbabwe. So, which is not good, because now all the domestic workers from Zimbabwe, you know, their bosses, they are no longer trust them, which is not good because of one person, you see. Yes, they must know that whatever they are doing, you know, they mess up a lot innocent people's life, which is not, you see. That's why I said the leaders, it's very important to every time speak to us, you know. Yeah. Because if you are, let's say you are a broadcaster, whatever, sometimes you can say, guys, we hear that you do a crime, or you hear that you do this. Please stop it, because this thing is affecting everyone, you see. Because now Mr. Nyati, maybe he just died, maybe because of someone who did crime or whatever, even if there's no evidence, which is not good.
Yes, yes. I think my colleague has put a question for you, Marvelous. Quiet and pose a question to Mr. Tsepo Londi.
As a South African yourself, what are you doing to also educate your community that they mustn't take the law into their own hands, whether it's a Zimbabwean or a South African who has committed a crime?
Yeah, you know, we try, but that's why I said the problem, our leaders, they're failing, you know? They're always failing because they want to address the people if they say something bad, which is not good. Because to educate the people, we have to educate the people while there's nothing, you know? Because we try. Yes, because I have one of my friends is from, actually it's my colleague, is from Chipinge. Last time they hijacked his bag. And he told me that the guys that they hijacked me, they were speaking the Shona. Because them, they didn't realize that also is a Shona, you see? So, which is not good, because now they'll say Zimbabwean people, they hijack the cars, you know? And, well, maybe they're working with the South Africans, you know, which is not good. That's why I say the important thing is to educate everyone that you have to know that everything that you do, you affect a lot of people, you see? Because remember the something that happened at Deep Sloot, even South African can lose their life.
Definitely, yes. Yes,
yes, it can. Yeah, because that's why I said no. I blame the leaders a lot. Because remember, there was a heavy xenophobic. And I did, like, now I see that's like the lot of the leaders, they're raising their voice, which they were supposed to raise before, you know. I see some people, they speak, I don't know, I think from Matabeleland, whatever. I think I see it's like someone, the headman or chief. So, which now it's late for them. That's why I blame them. They were supposed to say something before, that we can find a solution, you know. And it's very important for them, because now I see they came to go to meet with the police and whatever. Something like this, they should have done before, not now. While we cry, you see.
Yes, Tsepo. Hold on.
Yes.
Let me try to bring in a certain Zimbabwean who wants to join the show. So, yamuzwa lapho ke Tsepo Londi. Yakhuluma ukuthi amaZimbabweans ayenza kudala khona ukuthi bezama ukuthi bekhulumisane labo kwele South Africa ngodaba lolu ngokuthi kukhanyazane kulobu zima obukhona njalo labantu ngani bahlulukele. So ke singakayi kwabaningi ngokuthi siye khona ngale ke kule South Africa lapho ke uMavelas aqoqe khona lo munye umuntu. So Samuel Dube, ube patient, siyabuya kuwe baba. Just be patient khonapho. So siyeza kuwe ungaqhumi vele ube khona. So Marvelous, I guess you talk to Emmanuel Zinja, and what happened?
I spoke to Emmanuel Zinja. He says he used to be a woodcutter, and his wife was also working at a farm collecting grapes and other fruits, you know, like from the farms harvesting. So he says that there was actually like a meeting that was called for by South Africans, and they had actually gotten permission from the police to have a peaceful protest. But the protest turned very, very ugly, and he was attacked when he was coming from his home to go and meet other Zimbabweans, because Zimbabweans had said, since there's a protest, let's just meet and, you know, talk about what's going on and, you know, quietly try to see what we can do. So he said he was attacked by 30 to 40 ex-wielding, allegedly South Africans, and they were saying to him they want all Zimbabweans to go back, and they were given 2 hours, he says, for Zimbabweans to go back. But, you know, he was lucky, but one of the wounds actually, the ex nearly got to his brain, and he said for a while there, he lost his mind, but he has been able to get treatment and an operation. But now he says that all he wants to do is to go back to Zimbabwe. He says because now the job is finished and he's not well, and his wife is 6 months pregnant. She's not working either because she has been tending after him. He wants to go home and be reunited with his 3 children. But he says, once again, he has no financial clout to do that, so he's asking for financial assistance.
Yes. So what we can do is to try to play this audio that he sent us, Marvelous. So let's try to cue it in so that we can hear what this guy went through. Here he comes.
Ndinonzi Emmanuel Zinja. Dambudziko rakaitika nderekuti kwanga kuri ku Cape Town kunzvimbo inonzi Burdastop. Ma South Africans ai protesta, saka vakatsvaga tsamba kumapurisa yekuti vaproteste. Vakanzi munoproste, vanoprotesta ine polite manner, asi hazvina kuzofamba sekudaro. Vakabva vatanga kuprotesta vachirova vanhu, vachibira vanhu, vachiti muri kutitorera mabasa, tinokupai 2 hours dzekunge madzokera kunyika menyu. Imi hatidi kukuona muno. Saka zvaita izvozvo, ini ndakabva ndabva pamba ndichienda kunoungana kwanga kune vamwe maZimbabwean. Ndakabva ndasangana nemaSouth Africans. Ndandine maproperties angu ekubasa nemasecheo nemajackets. Ini ndanjita basa rekuoperator chainsaw machine wekucheka brywood negrass cutter yekucheka huswa. Saka vakabva vandidzinganisa kudaro, kwainaya kwaitsvedza. Saka vakabva vatanga kundirwisa vanhu vavaisvika kuma30 or 40. Vanga vane matemo nemamachets. Saka vakatanga kundirova nedemo. Mumusoro ndakarohwa, nechekuziso ndakarohwa matemo maviri. Heni mumusoro kugotsi ndikarohwa rimwe demo. Rinova ndiro rakanga rakundikanganisa pfungwa. Nekuti vakabva vandai pandakaenda kuchipatara ndakanzi skau yako payatemwa nedemo yasvika kubrain. Saka zvinoda kuti uende kuTiger Bag unooperatiwa one kuti demo rachona harina kunge rakako rinozokonzera here tetenus pakukuvara kwawakaita. Ndadaro zvinoizvi ndakagara muchipatara for about 20 days ndiri kuchipatara. Ndichingopiwa mapiritsi ndichionekwa kusvika ndazooparetiwa nachiremba. Ndapedza kuoparetiwa kudaro ndakabva ndadischargiwa. Ndichibva ndaenda kwandire zvino kumuzvikuru wangu ndakamirira kuti ndibviswe mastitch. Saka masticha ndakama biso wakuswera zuro. Vakandipa havo matablets ekunge ndichinwa panguva yekurara nemakuseni. Saka zvadaro ine hangu shuviro yangu ndanga ndaona sekuti basa izvino hapachisina. Handichashandi, handichakwanisi kushanda simba rekushanda kwanda handichiti handichakwanisi. Mudzimai wangu haasi kushanda. Apa zvatanga tafunga ndezvekuti tanga tatsvaga rubatsiro rwekuti tiende kumusha. Nekuti kumusha kwedu kumhondorongezi. Ndiko kwatakavakira ndoo kune vana vedu. Saka tanga tangotiwo dai vanhu vatibatsira une rubatsiro rwekuti tiwane mari yebhazi yekuenda kumusha nemari yechikafu. Uyezve patakatiza kudaro vanhu vakabva vapinda zvemudzimba mataigara. Vakabhureka dzimba vakatora midziyo yatanga takachengetedza yese vakaenda nemidziyo iya. Saka zvakamira kudaro ndandati haa ini bheta hangu nemudzimai wangu sezvo mudzimai wangu akazvitakura ane pamuviri pane 6 months. Apa kumusha tine vana vatatu. Saka shuviri yedu tanga tati dai tawana rubatsiro nemari yechikafu neyebhazi. Nekutiwo preparation mudzimai wangu awane chekutenga preparation yaakanga ambotenga itabiwa. Toenda hedu kumbonozorora tiri kumusha tiwane kuzorora. Chimbozorodza pfungwa tichiona kuti maronda achona anosvika papi. Asi pari zvino hangu maronda emusoro ndiri kunzwa kuti zvave nani pane zvazvanga zviri sepakutanga. Ndoshuviro yangu iyoyo, ndorubatsiro rwandiri kukwanisa kutsvaga kuvana veZimbabwe kuti dai vandibatsirawo kusvika pane zvakadaro. Kana pane vanokwanisawo kuve nerubatsiro, kana vachikwanisa kubatsira vanongosenda panhamba idzodzi, ndopa ndinokwanisa kuti ndigotora zvandinenge ndabatsirwa nevana veZimbabwe.
There you are, marvelous. So the gentleman is in pain and he so said that his wife is pregnant and they've lost their plates, they've lost everything. You know, so it's a lot there, right?
It's a lot going on. And also when you look, they look very young. It's like a young couple that we're trying to, you know, make ends meet by working in South Africa. Because he says he came to South Africa in 2014 and then got his wife to also come. And, you know, so now he's thinking it's better for them to go back to Zimbabwe. But we'll be giving out his number, I think, when we are near at the end of the program. So those that want to assist by sending him something can do that on that number, which is a South African number.
Yeah, so kulobu zima, silobu mangalisa, silobu baba kiko Samuel Dube, Samuel Dube kula ngale kula South Africa. So how many lakushelo baba tu?
Siyabu wanga Dube, salibu nani.
Ye, kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila, singakuzisizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ye, so siyabona sokuzalela ingwe kwele South Africa, kuhamba njani?
Hayi, bantu bakithi esingakusho thina ukuthi isikhathi sifikile.
Ye, kukhanya uyaqhumeka.
The time has come.
Ye, qhubeka baba.
Kati sokuthi singabantu baseZimbabwe sizazi ukuthi singobani sikubele emuva siyovusa ilizwe labokhokho. Konke lokho kwenzakalayo kuhleliwe ngamaZulu. Zonke izinto ezenzakalayo
so uthi zonke izinto
zibonakala kuNkulunkulu.
Sihlelwe
ngumdali baba, sihlelwe ngumdali izenzo abakholwa ngokholo lesiKristu bathi bona the signs of the end. And masikhuluma ngethe end asikhulumi ngokuphela in the physical form. Sikhuluma ngokuphela in the spiritual form of which it might be the end of poverty, it might be the end of suffering from the people of Zimbabwe. But this will be only be understood by a few people of which kuthamele sinomsebenzi omkhulu okumele siwenze singabachumayeli nabafundisi, of which again namasonto amaningi as they are captured by the system that has been oppressing the black people, the people of color. So kuningi esazokubona ikakhulukazi singabantu baseZimbabwe kunesizathu sokuthi yindaba bebheke kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe kukhona abakwaziyo okukhulu ngaleliya lizwe, thina unfortunately singabantu esingakwazi.
So now you're talking about the spiritual aspect. What about the practical aspects on the ground? What's really happening? Why are South Africans saying, now you guys, you have to go, as far as you are concerned?
before we go to the physical and the literal environment, everything starts. Yonke into kala elizweni lomoya. This is just a manifestation of amandla. Masikhuluma ngamandla aseAfrika okhokho ababe nawo ukuthi they were one with God. This is just a manifestation of what has been divinely planned. Ukuthi okay, this will manifest as umoya of violence ebantwini beNzansi Africa. Abanye bakhona bengakwazi nokuthi bakwenzelani kodwa bephezulu ngokuthi bafuna amaZimbabwe ahambe. Umoya ukuthi ama leaders wonke amasonto aseZimbabwe naseAfrika jikelele kumele ngabe bakhuluma ngawo, but unfortunately abantu bakithi they've been captured and brainwashed. Umoya weqiniso awusekho ebantwini bakithi. Most of our prophets are captured. So into eziqale elizweni lomoya, it's just a manifestation. Which it has to manifest as a violence against the people of Zimbabwe.
But practically, South Africans are saying some Zimbabweans are criminals, some Zimbabweans have stolen their jobs. You know, let's hit on that. Konoko, what can you say about it?
Ubugebengu abula nationality. Ubugebengu criminality has no nationality. That's a fact. Criminality is there in everywhere in the world. Liqiniso elimsula lokuthi bakhona abantu abadabuka elizweni leZimbabwe abayenza ubugebengu kweSouth Africa. Kodwa ubugebengu lobo bubuyaphi? Indaba umuntu azakhethwa isigebengu sokuthi athwale umbhobho. There's a big issue behind all this that has turned normal people into criminals. People are not born criminals, but situations they are resulting in people becoming criminals.
Yes,
masingakhangela nalolu dabo elikhuluma ngolo 40 voice note besilalele usesimene esibhlungu and akusunguye yedwa obhekane nalokho. Baningi abantu abhekane nezimo ezinjalo okuyikuthi abantu masingabe lokho esibisana nakho lokho kuzosishiya silimele, abanye bazodlula emhlabeni ngendawo zokuthi akumelanga thina sibe lapho. Kumele silandele silalele ukuthi ubugebengu bukhona. Ubugebengu abulako ukuthi umuntu uvela ngakuphi kwelizwe. And izigebengu esizinenge esizibonayo izigebengu lezi ezidalwe isimo somumo esiwubalekele emazweni abo, ikakhulukazi labo esibabiza ama-economic migrants. Abantu laba bafika lama bagcine sebe-resorta into anything just to provide ukubeka ukudla etafuleni ngoba basuke bekwazi ukuthi lapho ababuya khona emakhaya banabogogo, banabomkhulu, banabobabakazi, baney'ngane, banemizi okumele bababhekele. Ingakho umuntu usuka sengasakwazi ukuthi ayenzeni. Of which we are not saying ukuthi we are justifying a crime, but we are just trying to explain ukuthi umuntu ma eselizweni langaphandle, they have to do whatever they have to do. Ngoba kumele bafite iy'ngane.
Yes, iyawuzwa kakhulu-ke. Marvelous, do you have a question for Mr. Samuel Dube? Mr. Dube is also a preacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Yes, you were mentioning something that this is now the sign of the times. So in the churches, how are you talking to those that come to your church when it comes to what we're seeing happening in South Africa?
Okay, first of all, when we're talking about the African mind, we're talking about a mind that has been brainwashed for a very long time. Everything was turned upside down so that it confuses the African mind. So what I'm talking about now is what we still regard as esoteric. It's such an information that can only be understood by a few people because our people have been brainwashed for a very long time through izinto ezifana nokudla esikudla every day, amanzi esiwaphuza aphuma ezimpompini. So only a few people get to understand it, and there is a sizable community that is now growing. We are seeing a higher level of consciousness that is now spreading among the people of color and the black people. So we are seeing a number of people who, when we tell them about these things, they get to see ukuthi this is it. Because ma ukhuluma nomuntu okwazi ukuinterpret their own dreams, they get to understand, okay, the other day I had such a dream, and then which means those people are only the few chosen ones who have to understand the information and still transfer and try to break it down to the brainwashed mind of the African person.
Yes, so manje kulungiswa njani konke lokho Dube?
Ngokumoya Dube, everything starts within the spirit, and then inkinga abantu yikho ngithi colonization of Africa was a very, very dangerous tool. It was not just brutal, which abantu babe bloodshed. No. It was spiritual, it was economic. especially the spiritual part yiyo ebuhlungu ngoba umuntu wamhlukanisa nokuzazi ukuthi ungubani sumsathathele inotho yakhe umuntu omnyama obethi mayezwala elizweni leAfrica okhokho bebekwazi ukuthi mawuzwale ngalesikhathi somnyaka wena italenta lakho yileli ingakho abantu bebengayo esikole kodwa bebephila babe izigqili babe izigqili babe nenotho ngoba bebe umuntu umntwana induna iveke emathweleni sasencane umntwana besimazi ukuthi mayezwala namhlanje uzoba yini manje sesigidimisa imali asafuni nokulandela amathalenta ayo ma umntwana ekhule egumeni ngathi uthaya igatari ubaba sisithi hayi wona uzohlanje ngoba the music industry is associated with the drug abuse and all the bad things of this world of which the African person is the creator of all these things but because e-colonization made sure ukuthi the African person is degraded angabe esazazi ukuthi who is he yikho kumele sikulungise khona khona yingakho ngihlala ngithi mina okweZimbabwe won't be fixed by the ballot box we need to know ourselves we need to revive the first nation which is within us.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mr. Tsepo Londi. I think you are listening to him. So basically, when he looks at some of these things, he takes them biblically, you know. But you're looking at them in a different way. Like, you know, there's a situation in Zimbabwe where people have trooped to South Africa to look for jobs. And South Africa is saying, no, the problem is they are taking those jobs that are basic, you know. So they no longer have jobs. South Africans don't have jobs anymore. So at the end of the day, how do we resolve this kind of conflict?
Yeah, actually, Mr. Dube, this thing is a big problem. That's why I said this thing, our leaders are the one who are failing too much. And also, you know what I realize? A lot of people from Zimbabwe, some of them, they make a friend with the wrong people here in South Africa. And the wrong people, they turn you in a, like, they'll turn you in a crime, you see? Mm-hmm. Which is not good. Because some of the people from Zimbabwe, a lot of things they just, you know, they teach them here. They give them the wrong advice. And some of them, they use them. You see? Because now if you came to South Africa and you meet someone, okay, this guy said I'm a gangster, and you still follow him, then he's going to give you the wrong advice. That no, if we can go rob there, and then we'll come back with the money. And you know the money is a Satan. Once you hold the money, no turning back. You see? Even some of the ladies, maybe they advise them wrong that, you know what, you can steal the stuff from your boss and send it home and run away, which is not good. That those things, you even if you steal 1 million, you can't eat that money for the rest of your life, you know? Because the our brothers and sisters, they mustn't allow poverty to turn them in a crime. You see? They must try to fight that. They must try something. Don't allow a poverty to turn you in a crime. Because if you can check the scene at Diepsloot, actually, from that, it was not undocumented. The protesting, it was about the crime. But it ended up turning in a wrong way. You see?
Yes, yes. So then comes the issue of saying, okay, how do we resolve it? This is the conflict. How do we handle this?
Yeah, that's why, Mena, I said the way Ngona, like our leaders, they interfering. I think it's very important, you know, because I don't see if it's a problem if the president of Zimbabwe can come to South Africa and even those, the headmen or the chiefs, and meet with the leaders of South Africa. Mm-hmm. Because now the president, he said, no, you mustn't kill your brothers, you know. So this thing, you need, like, they have to meet, a serious meeting, you see. Then they must come with a serious solution. Because this thing of the sending the videos and whatever is not going to help us. The important thing is a meeting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the meeting of
who has to initiate that meeting? Who has to come in and say, you know what, let's hold a meeting about this situation and try to do this or that, you know, because I still remember that South Africans went to Zimbabwe in an attempt to cool tempers between the ruling party and the opposition. At the end of the day, they come out with nothing. You still remember that even Thabo Mbeki Yes, there was no issue concerning Zimbabwe and all those kind of things. So it's really something that is maybe difficult to resolve. But give us your opinion, please. Go ahead.
No, now I feel like I the way I see the lot of leaders, they interfering. I have a little bit of hope that something can come out, you know. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the chief and the headman, those are very important people. Those are, they are the ones that are leading us and are the ones who have to educate us, you know. Those people are the ones who have to come and meet with our leaders, you see. Maybe something will come out. But if they say something on a video, then doesn't help, you see. Because this situation, you see, it's happening, it stopped for 2 years, it's happening again, you see, which is not good. And if you, to be honest, if you can check here, South Africa, we are, there's a lot of, you know, it's like it's 9 provinces, you see. So if you can check some of the provinces, there's a lot of Zimbabweans, but something like this is not happening, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Look, for my side, me, I'm from Limpopo. So Limpopo is very rare to see something like this. You see? Like, Northern Cape is very rare to see something like that. That's why you can see that they say people who are against the foreigners. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like everyone here in South Africa. You know? There's a few people who are against the foreigners. And which, as the guy said, because according to South African person, when we're talking about the foreigner, you're talking about someone who's from Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, and if we can check, remember last time when I spoke to you, I think it's last year, I forget, yeah. I told you that according to South African person, a foreigner is someone who came from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So what about other foreigners? Even you have a lot of people from China, from the UK, from Nigeria. Why is a foreigner in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, that's why it's what I'm trying to say, that you can see that there's a problem, you know? Yeah, and like we don't want to go deeper. We know where this problem came from. And even our leaders, they know the culture that they like to start this thing. You know, I think even the Zimbabweans who live here in South Africa, they know. You know, they know very well. And it's only one province that caused this problem.
Which province is that?
That's why I said no. We don't want to go deeper, but it's the only one people who came from one province who causing this problem. Which is not good. You see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's why I said our leaders, you know, they're failing a lot. They're failing a lot. That's why I said now, I feel like there's a little bit of hope. Because I see a lot of the leaders, they're interfering, which they have to interfere with the power. You know? You know, to solve a problem, you have to interfere with the power. But if you are very far and you just say it's very sad, no. The voice that says very sad is not going to help us, because it happened and we don't want to that thing happened again. Because what if now the Zimbabweans also they turn? You know?
Yes. Just briefly.
It reminds you like, what if also Zimbabweans, and then they said we fight back. Everyone is going to kill his brother. Because you can, when you meet someone at night, you can't say, are you a Shona or whatever. You end up killing your sister or your brother. Because this thing, to be honest, at the end of the day, mark my words, it's going to be very, very bad.
Mm.
One of the good day, is going to be a serious war, and a lot of people, they're going to lose their life. Remember, I told you that my friend lost the life the time there was the first attack.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and it was from Limpopo. He lost the life. And this thing, if they don't find a solution, I'm telling you, it's going to be very bad. Because I can hear that those people, they're going to turn back, and very soon. And it's not going to be nice. Now, you know, angeke sakwazi ukuthi ngani, because kuzoba kuthiwa abantu abaso ba South Africa bashonile, abantu abaso ba Zimbabwe, whatever, whatever. Yeah, because mina I hear, because every, you know, everyone umuntu uyakhathala. Yebo. Umuntu uyakhathala. Even the time esikolweni, ma uwe esikolweni umuntu akushaya endleleni. At the end of the day you fight. You see?
Yeah, you fight.
Yeah, you fight. So this thing, that's why I said bona lawo anga umziligazo whatever. I think I saw one of them. I'm not sure if he's a chief. I think that guy, according to me, if he can be, his voice can raise again more and more, you know. And I saw some people, they visited the Deep Slute police station to meet the station commander or whatever, you know. This thing they must push. That the both people, both leaders, have a serious meeting. Because manje pela lentole is a problem. You remember the people are not in Deep Slute everywhere, and everyone now is scared. Baba tu kuti manje siyo sebenza kanjani, because omunye sisungele kuti umlongo wakhe uthe ne angasaphuma ngapha estate. If you afuna kuya eshop then uzomhambisa kuye naye, which I go right.
That is really bad. It looks like apartheid. So at the end of the day, it's really complicated. Let's bring in Mr. Samuel Bamba konapa utse. Let's bring in Mr. Samuel Dube. Let's go ahead with Mr. Dube.
Maybe if you could play the audio also of the wife of Mr. Zinja, so that we can just hear, you know, what women are also going through as their husbands are attacked. And we saw there the wife of the late Elvis Nyati also, you know, talking about what, you know, how it went down when her husband was burnt to death.
Yes, so let me play that audio. Just hold on 1 second. So, yeah, she comes.
You know, my man was injured. Check out the vanhu kwataigara kubridastob vai vanhu vecommunity vakaronga musangano wavachiti maZimbabweans vakutorera mabasa, vari kutengesa mashabhini, vari kuita zvese muno munzvimbo medu. Saka tiuda kuti vadii vaende. Ndobva vambotanga kumacha vasina kukumbira mvumo kumapurisa. Ndobva vazoenda kumapurisa, vambomiswa nemapurisa. Ndobva vakaenda vakanokumbira deti, vakapiwa deti remuswa 24 April. Asi vakaiva vaiti tichazviita in peaceful way. Saka ininiwo musi wa23 ndakabva ndatirega ndiende semunhu akazvitakura ndiri pamiri pane 6 months. Ndakabva ndatirega ndiende kustrand nova kwaive nemudzaiva ndichita kana vanhu ava vakatanga nezidi zvekumhanya ndese handizogoni. Saka ndakangotakurawo kahandbag kaingova nezvimapushi nehembe mbiri dzekushinja ndobva ndauya kuno. Saka ndiri kuno kudaro protest iyayi yatanga, tine magrupu atakajoiniswa nevanhu vecommunity. Magrupu iwayo ndaingogara ndichifollowa ndichingonzwa zvaitika. Saka murume wangu ndaimubata ndichitaura naye but dzaakuma4 zvaro doka foni yake yakatadza kudi kuita. Pasina chinguva nobva ndaona mugrupu recommunity iro rataurwa kuti anonzi baba Vhale kana kuti Emmanuel Zinja atemwa kutitwini kwangu si wakarara mhino kuti kana mupenyu here apa, inini handisiri panzvimbo ndanga ndiri kure. Ndakatanga kushaya kuziva ti saka ndodii. Ndopa ndakatanga kutsvaga manhambes evanhu, ndopa ndakafonera landlord wedu wataigara naye mbati yasvika pano ndazofonera ambulance. Ndafonera ambulance yazoya after 1 hour. Saka atakurwa aenda kuhospital. Saka vakasvika ikoko kubridesb hospital mubva vasonewa vagara kuda mubva vati vamasika nemva vaonekwa kuti hwani rimwe demo racho ranga rakadzika mubva vaiswa kutaiga bhegi. Saka ndakazonovaona kubva kustrand ndichienda kutaiga bhegi. Apa ndakasvika pacho vaiti utaridza kusatomboziva kuti chii chaiti. Vagara ikoko dokita akazoti vabaitwa operation nokuti hwani racho rakatema nechekumasaidhi uko rakanga ranoafecta kubrain. Ndobva vaitwa operation yachoni. Saka inini shuvira angu haune pfungwa dzangu ndaichingokumbirawo kana kuti kubatsirwa kwandingadawo kumunde kuti haina ndafunga kuenda kumba ndogara kumusha yedu kuZimbabwe tichiona kuti zvii zvinotevera tiriko. Ndo hangu shuvira yangu yandainayo plus ndangoudzawo vamwe kuti shuwa zvinhu izvi vanhu ava vachatide munyika mavo kana munhu une zvinhu zvakakosha kuendesa kumba kuri raiti nekuti tiri kuno vakange vakupaza dzimba. Takangozowana imba musisina kana chinhu. Takangosarawo nemphiri idzodzo dzandanga ndabuda nazvo hapana chandakazombowana mumba imomo. Takangowana mava ground.
Ye, loke unkosikazi, akucho mavhela kuti utini lapo mama?
That was the wife of Emmanuel Zinja. She's talking about the incident that happened. I think she made a mistake on the date. It was March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
But she said April 24th. And then I said to her, but you're talking about, and she said, you know, we are so confused. But anyway, this happened last month. And she says that she left her place where they were staying to go and to her relative who's close by because she wanted to go to the clinic and also to get checked because she's 6 months pregnant. But she was following events that were happening. And then she saw on the WhatsApp group that, you know, her husband had been attacked while, you know, she left him where they were staying in Western Cape. And she said, then she went to the hospital from where she was, and he couldn't even recognize her. He was out of sorts because he had been attacked by an ex, and one of the ex, she says, the doctor told them, nearly, you know, touched his brain, but luckily enough, they were able to operate and make sure that there was no tetanus, and now he's recovering. But all she wants is to go home because she says to those that are listening and in areas that are volatile, they need to start sending their property home because when they returned to where they lived, there was nothing. The home was, there was nothing that, everything that they left there had been looted. She had even had preparation for the baby that she's expecting. There was nothing. So now they're starting from ground zero and they don't have even anything to enable them to be able to go back home. So that's why they are now appealing to the community to say, we would like to go back home. We cannot take it anymore. They're fearing for their lives. And also she says, as her husband recovers, things are very tough at the moment for the family.
Yeah, kanya kulo hlupho kakhulu. Ngiyena kona baba Baduwe usitshele ukuthi ukuzwa njani kona kuzinqa kulalelo.
Yabo siyabonga Duve. Hey, hayi kubi impela abantu babhekane lobunzima.
Yeah, so manje kuthi wenqa kuthi kumele kwenziwe.
Engizokutsho mina ukuthi undoda loya oselimpopo ukukhuluma la umbuze wathi kwenziwe njani wathi we are expecting ama leaders to do things into enzoyisho ukuthi this time it's in our hands, it's in the young generation's hands, because these political leaders, most of them, they stand to benefit from yama illegal foreign nationals in you know, in these countries. And they have signed ama gentlemen's agreements with the other political parties, specifically for the ANC and the ZANU-PF. We know the big heads who are in South Africa here, who have mineral companies in Zimbabwe, some are in the bus transportation industry. You know, they benefit from this situation. If you talk about traveling to Zimbabwe right now, you have a document, you don't have a document, you can go to Zimbabwe. There are people who are controlling that industry and they are benefiting from that. So it is in our hands as the young people to say enough is enough. If you look at the people who are complaining right now, these people who are abakhuluma ngenkinga ababhekane la, those are the young people. Those are the voices of the young people who are the builders of the future nation that we want to build, the nation of a united African people, with the people who have what we call Ubuntu, who do not have hatred on each other, who do not call each other foreigners in Africa. We have a long way to go as people, and we have a lot of work to do in conscientizing the black mind that was brainwashed.
Yes, tell me what you said. Tell me what you.
Yebo, engikushoyo yikho ukuthi zonke lezinto esikhangelane lazo zimele zilungiswe ngabasha abasha njengoba singakhangela sibone ukuthi labantu abayibo abahlukunyezwe ilezehlakalo masibeza bekhuluma lana kuma voice note ngabantu abasha abasakhulayo engisho ukuthi lesi sikhathi esikuso khathesi ngesokuthi thina singabantu abasha thathe lokhu sikubeke ezandleni zethu sithi isikhathi sethu sokuthi silivuse izwekazi labo khokho abantu abadala labo abasezikhundleni zezombusazwe bayadla lapho abakhona basayina ama-gentlemen's agreements bayadla akubahluphi ngalutho ngoba izikhwama zabo zigcwele bakhala izikhwama zabo zigcwele thina we have to do this sizenzele thina nabantwana bethu abezayo ikho ngithi singabantu abasha ngithi isikhathi sifike sokuthi silivuse ilizwe laseZimbabwe silivuse izwe laseAfrika kodwa kumele sikwenze lokhu sibambene sikhuluma ngevoice inye ingakho singele sithole kunabo dudula nani kumele sikwazi sigudula uphi umoya sigudula bani mawuthi ukuyagudula Africa ngubani omela dudule singadudulani sina thina sodwa ngoba ududulana kwethu thina sodwa lokhu yikho vele abakufuna yikho abakudraftayo ngesikhathi bengena bezokholonize abokhokho so obaba bethu basase-traumatized abanye bethu abanye babo basabesaba kakhulu abantu abasikholonizayo ingakho bengathi abafuni ukuyiza kahle le ndaba le
siyawuzwa kakhulu ke maybe Marvelous can go to Tsepo Londi.
Maybe just to wrap up, so what's the way forward from what you are seeing on the ground?
Mr. Samuel. Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, mina into engizocina ngayo eish abantu bakithi ibengicela ukuthi whatever lava but abantu lava bakwazi ukuthi benze crime lento le fanele stop yabo. Because yabona manje kutshontshwa imoto zikrosa kuma river eBed Bridge and imoto lezi asiyazi sithathwa abantu baZimbabwe or abantu baSouth Africa basithathwa bazinikeza abantu baZimbabwe and le nto leyo my backfire but no abantu baZimbabwe benza so yabo which ayikho right. That's why ngithi affect ama innocent people. So bona lawo ungathi ba bona bakwazi ukuthi benze crime lento lo ifanele istop because if iyachubeka at the end of the day kwenzeka kuisimo siva nje yabona and which is correct asikora. That's why ngithi ama leaders also yona lento ukuthi imoto ziyatholwa e Bed Bridge kuma river bathulile ngayo abakhulumi ngayo yabo. And which into le uthola ukuthi abantu manje bacina baye ba angry ngayo yabona baba do abantu baba abayenza crime sibesicela ukuthi ba stop bangavumeli ukuthi I poverty iba turn into crime because otherwise len angeke sithole I solution yabona because it is very painful lento le yenzekayo because abanye bazibuyela emsebenzini yabo ba attack because of someone or because imoto mayitonjilo bayibona lapha bayifaka all over the social media ukuthi 5 Hilux recovered in Limpopo River it is crosser to Zimbabwe. Some of them you see them they pull badonza ngamadongi nenene baba thola bayabaleka and bavalekela Zimbabwe side so lento leya bafanele bay stop. Nabo laba bathi ama house breaking or everything log wokwenza lento le bafanele bay stop because asizo face a situation because of one person or five people yabona yeah, yabona lapha eLimpopo that guy from Zimbabwe who he killed like 7 women so manje umuntu oyone ufanele azo disturb everyone. I correct lento lo I correct at all. Yes,
yeah. I correct at all. Yes, yeah. So, Mabelas, we're talking to Mr. Tsepo. Londi is a South African. He normally, participates in some of our programs, and we really appreciate his time today. He spent a lot of time with us so that we can discuss some of these issues. We also wish to thank Mr. Samuel Dube, who is a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, and Tuso Kumalo, our correspondent, for providing some of the videos that we had today. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Sufanga Nyahuye, and would also like to say those that want to assist Mr. Emmanuel Zinja, his number is +27 0800-642-173467. That's in South Africa.
Good night.